Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW in Bellevue, Washington, on 1150 AM, just outside Seattle, here in the United States, in North America, and as I like to say, in the Milky Way galaxy, for those of you who are listening off-planet. The program focuses on out-of-this-world information, including psychic phenomena, UFOs, metaphysics, and predictions for the coming years in Seattle, the United States, and beyond. The purpose of my program is to raise consciousness and make this planet a far better and much happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we'll do it. We'll make this planet a much better place. Out of This World Radio is the fastest-growing spiritual, psychic, and UFO radio program in the world, with listeners in over 60 countries, and I guarantee that today's show will be really out of this world. Today's show will be, the first hour will be channeled messages from Nostradamus during the first hour from 2 to 3 p.m., and during the second hour, we'll have an interview with Chris Milligan on the Kennedy assassination during the second hour. In addition, I have been in touch with President Kennedy on the other side, and he will be coming in to give us some very special messages. I like to do a show every year about this time of the year to honor President Kennedy. He was assassinated on November 22nd, 1963, 53 years ago. I wanted to tell everyone that Nostradamus, that I've been given information that the timeline has changed and humanity's future is very, very bright, that his previous predictions of a third world war are no longer valid because now we are on a very different and much more positive timeline. He says we are on a timeline of truth and disclosure, and this includes coming much more information coming on the secret American space program. He says he's now rewriting the doom and gloom quatrains he had previously written for a wonderful new and bright future. If time, I also will be taking questions from anyone who would like to ask questions of Nostradamus on our future. Our second guest for the second hour, Chris Milligan, is a writer, researcher, and publisher with Trine-Day Publishing in Eugene, Oregon. He's done a lot of research into the Kennedy assassination, and we'll be discussing the murder of John F. Kennedy. And one of the things we'll be doing as well, it's going to be a program more than just on who did it and what happened, but instead the kinds of things that President Kennedy would have done had he lived and what he would be doing now if he were president. Before our guests, I'd like to thank the many wonderful sponsors of this show, including Judith in Temecula, California, who's been sponsoring this program, the wonderful Crystal Voyage Bookstore in Tacoma, Washington, the Tokelin Inn in Tokelin, Washington, the wonderful New Renaissance Bookstore in Portland, Oregon, Banyan Books in beautiful Vancouver, Canada, and Orion Tech Computers of Bend, Oregon. And before we begin, I'd also like to thank the many wonderful sponsors of this show, including my dear friend Carol, who's designing my website and providing wonderful support, my dear friend Ann Nelson, business professor at Walla Walla College, who helped me start this program, and my dear friend Michiko Hayashi, as well as Hiro Emoto and Yasu Nimoto of the Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo, Japan. My friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting my show, my angelic and earthly family, as well as my wonderful sound engineer, Eric Ryder, and my station manager, Eric Crema, without whose help and support this program would not have been possible. We're also looking for sponsors and advertisers for the show. Any advertising on this program will have a quality worldwide audience in over 60 countries for your goods and services. I've started a new spiritual mentoring program. I give people two full readings, psychic readings a month for $100, and for $500, I'll be happy to give people two full readings a month for 6 months. I've been in touch with the other side for 21 years, and my accuracy rate for readings is very high. I can help with relationships, past lives, career choices, and contacting friends and family who've passed on, gone to the other side. My email, if you're interested, my email is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, and I can also be reached at area code 509-750-9793, or toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-888-879-8339. Out of This World Radio is supported entirely by donations, and for those who'd like to donate, please go to the Donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. And I want to thank everyone so much for their donations and support. I also have a new column on my webpage called Ask Ted if you're interested. Please go to my website at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on Ask Ted, and it's there for free spiritual help or advice. You can always listen to the show live from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time at www.1150kknw.com. And after the show, you can always listen to our show at www.outofthisworld1150.com and clicking on clicking on our guests. I want to make a few announcements as well. I'll be giving readings at a business at a place called Lavender Massage in downtown Friday Harbor in the beautiful San Juan Islands on Saturday, December 12th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Part of the proceeds will from readings will be donated to the Moto Peace Project for their help with the children of Fukushima. Then on Sunday, January 17th, 2016, from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., I will be at Banyan Books in beautiful Vancouver, Canada, giving another presentation on the Moto Peace Project, followed by another presentation on Monday, January 18th. I'll be giving another presentation at Alfred Weber's house in Vancouver from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Alfred was on my show, radio show, October 30th. He's a fascinating man, and I'm really looking forward to going up to Canada. For more information, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com or call me at 509-750-9793. Finally, I want to tell everyone that there will be a meditation of the heart in Rome, Italy, for those of you in Europe or anywhere in the world, on Sunday, December 13th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central European Time. The event is being organized by Elena Benini in Rome, and she writes that if the world were only inhabited by children, there would be peace because children come from paradise and vibrate spontaneously with the substance of universal love. She writes, to bring peace to the world, we must consciously choose to feel, think, and live according to the purest and most sincere vibration of the heart. And using these pure emotions, I'd like to ask everyone to please send love and light not only around the world, but also to the children of Fukushima and around the world on Sunday, December 13th. Finally, I want to thank everyone for listening today. It should be a really interesting program. Today's program is on the first hour is on the prophecies of Nostradamus. This program is actually being done at the request of Nostradamus. I have been in touch with him. He's saying that the timeline for humanity has changed from that of being doom and gloom to a much brighter and happier future. He contacted me last week, actually, after a well-known radio program had a series of guests on their show in which they were forecasting World War III and doom and gloom. As I couldn't help but listen to the news just before my own broadcast here, you hear nothing but fear and terrorism from our government here in the United States. But happy times are ahead of us. And I think the reason that this is happening is that there are some hidden negative forces on this planet who are trying to steer us back to the doom and gloom, which has ended. The Nostradamus said that he's not happy with these broadcasts, and this negative disinformation is not correct. And so he wanted me to have this program today to explain what he sees now for our future. When I did this meditation yesterday, I could see Nostradamus in his study. The year is 1540. He's wearing a dark burgundy-colored floppy hat with a burgundy cape. It's very smoky in his study. It's wintertime. He's sitting at his desk holding a quill pen. And it's very interesting when I saw him sitting there with this quill pen because he's waiting for us to act. He says that he's rewriting the quatrains he had previously forecast for the Third World War because it's not going to happen now. He said that the timeline for this century has changed from one disaster to a really bright and beautiful future for humanity. He said this timeline changed after Fukushima when he says the Cabal, his term, placed a small nuclear device at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean in the Sea of Japan to cause the tsunami which caused the four nuclear reactors at Fukushima to melt down. He's telling me now emphatically it was not an earthquake, it was man-made. When that happened, the Supreme Being, or the Creator who created all of this, said that was enough, and he gave authorization, actually, to outside forces to step in and start the process to end evil as an experiment on this planet. Nostradamus said he was originally contacted by Dolores Cannon, who's a very famous, well-known American psychic. She passed away last year, but she and a group of psychics had contacted Nostradamus back in the year 1986, which now is about 30, maybe 40 years ago. He says he was very happy to hear from her because his quatrains were being misinterpreted by humanity during the last century. So with his help, Dolores Cannon and her psychic spoke to Nostradamus, and he helped them write a three-volume work entitled Conversations with Nostradamus. The three-volume set was published by Ozark Martin Press in 1990. It's still available today. You can buy it if you're in the Seattle or Portland area at Powell's Books. They've got copies there. And I've been actually studying it for the past 25 years, ever since it was first published in 1990. And since I have been in contact with him on the other side, it was amazing to me how he wanted now to have this program today to correct some things in that volume. For those, I will go through as many quatrains as possible during this first hour to explain the changes and how he sees the future. For those of you who are not familiar with the word quatrain, this is a French term meaning paragraph or section. He explains that during the 16th century, the Catholic Church was very strong and people could be put to death for what the Church called sorcery. This is why his quatrains are often very cryptic and not very clear. He said he had to write them in this way to protect himself or else he could have been killed by the Church. He's sitting at his desk now and he wants to thank everyone for this opportunity to address the world on his predictions. He wants everyone to listen very carefully to these messages because he says that we hold the future of our planet in our hands today and that we are co-creators with the Supreme Being for our future. Again, he's saying that World War III is not going to happen. It's despite the best efforts of some negative entities on this planet to force it. As a preliminary comment, he says that the shootings in Paris, Oregon, and California a few days ago were, quote, false flag events designed to instill fear and doom and gloom in the world. He says that these events are particularly being staged by a desperate negative cabal trying to turn the destiny of this planet from one that has a bright, beautiful future to one of a third world war and many disasters, which is not going to happen. He says that they've actually chosen this holiday season to put a damper on everyone's spirit because particularly here in the West, of course, the Christmas time and New Year's are supposed to be happy times, but they're trying to instill fear and negativity on that. One of the first things he mentioned to me was ISIS. ISIS actually is a terrorist. It's true, it's a terrorist organization, but it was actually funded with American taxpayer dollars in 2013. This was funded with hundreds of millions of dollars to try to start a third world war. Originally, this was created by our government to fight Syria, but now ISIS is still being funded, he says, and they're still causing people a lot of problems. You can see what's happened in Paris a couple of weeks ago. And he says it's disingenuous for the American government to say that they're fighting ISIS when they're the ones who are actually supporting it. Part of the problem, he said, that many of our leaders across this planet are in control of the negative forces and they've lost their free will. There's quite a bit here. He said that for many, many centuries, the planet Earth has been under a quarantine where we had our free will to become a benevolent human species. But that has changed, actually, because we've been interfered with by another species called the reptilians. I know I've talked about them before. This is the first time Nostradamus actually has mentioned it to me. But it started actually in 1954 when President Eisenhower, he said, signed a secret legal agreement with these reptilians that in exchange for their technology to fight the Soviet Union, they were able to, quote, study us. Well, since that time, they've actually been taking over many parts of our planet, including our government. But this is why many of our leaders on this planet don't have the free will that they should have. But this is slowly, slowly, slowly changing. As one example of how we are getting outside help to turn things around is Fukushima. Fukushima, he said, was a false flag event designed not only to kill off the many people in Japan, but also much of the world. But he says that the Supreme Being, the one who created all of this, this planet and this entire universe, and the Galactic Alliance have stepped in and they are not going to let it happen, period. As an example, he says he wants me to tell you about the radiation from Fukushima. Now, you're not going to hear this in the major media, but up until about a year and a half ago, there was a huge radioactive plume of water coming directly from Fukushima, directly bullseye Seattle, Washington, on the west coast of the United States. And so what I did, I'm going to step aside for a moment here and tell you my own story. I went out and did testing of the Pacific waters off of Washington and found that the radiation had completely disappeared. Shortly after that, I met a gentleman named Scott Lemriel who had been in touch with the Galactic Alliance for the past 54 years, and Scott said that they had stepped in and cleaned up the entire Pacific, including much of Japan. He said that the radiation at Fukushima was far, far worse than the one at Chernobyl. And Chernobyl was a nuclear accident involving one nuclear reactor that suffered a partial meltdown. At Fukushima, there were four reactors that suffered partial meltdowns with four times the radiation, far, far more intense. And if we hadn't had this help, Nostradamus said, many of us wouldn't be alive today, and especially in Japan and across the Pacific. The supreme being who created all of this and the Galactic Alliance have stepped in because they're not going to let us commit suicide. There's been too much invested on this planet. And one of the things that Nostradamus hasn't mentioned before, but there are other dimensions in this universe. We exist here in the third dimension, he explains, but he says that there are up to 40 planets which actually exist in other dimensions in this solar system. If the planet Earth were to destroy itself through nuclear radiation, through an atomic war or a third world war, that would not only affect, of course, everyone on this planet here, but also the 40 or so other planets in the other dimensions. And frankly, the benevolent forces are not going to let that happen. The one of the things you have to look at with the Paris attacks recently, Nostradamus said, look, if you check the media, you can tell that the Paris attacks were a false flag operation, because there were news reports being issued, one out of Mexico City, a news organization there, and another out of a news organization out of the United Kingdom outside London, 2 days on November 11th, 2 days before the attacks happened on November 13th. If this truly was a spontaneous act by a terrorist organization without much planning, then why were these two news releases issued, one out of the United Kingdom on November 11th and another out of Mexico City on November 11th, 2 days before? Now, for us in the United States, we didn't hear about the Mexico City one because, in my opinion and Nostradamus' opinion, much of the media is controlled in this country, as actually heard by my friends in Japan who told me about it. We'll be going into this during the next hour, but President Kennedy is with me now here, and we'll be going into this more next hour. But he said that's the same thing happened with his assassination, because the day before he was murdered on November 22nd, 1963, no less than the U.S. Embassy in Auckland, New Zealand, issued a press release listing Oswald specifically had murdered him in Dallas, Texas, one day before it actually happened. Now, somebody obviously slipped up at the embassy and issued this media. But for those who don't think that there was a conspiracy to kill President Kennedy, they really need to rethink this, because from all the evidence that I have and that we'll be going through next hour, there was a conspiracy, and this is just yet another example of a false flag operation. For those of you who are Nostradamus scholars, he's directing me to this quatrain. It's called Century IV, which is 4-35, and I'll read the quote now from this quatrain he's written previously. Quote, when the crow on a tower made of brick will do nothing but croak for 7 hours, it foretells death, a statue stained with blood, a tyrant murdered, people praying to their gods, unquote. He says this is entirely symbolic, and the crow croaking on the tower represents the news media and their communication satellites high above the world, croaking out news of doom and gloom. And we're certainly getting a lot of that today here in the United States. We've seen this happening with the Paris attacks on November 13th, with the Oregon shootings a month before that, and now with the constant doom, gloom, and fear generated by the tragic shootings in Santa Barbara just a few days ago. Nostradamus, and this is from him, I'm just a telephone today, he says that the mass media in the United States especially is having an orgy of negativity from these very negative events. He says that these events were false flags designed to instill negativity and doom and gloom, especially around Christmas time in the West, so that the loving and happy messages of the holidays will be drowned out by negativity and fear. However, in spite of these efforts, Nostradamus said these false flag events will not work because we're destined to become a benevolent, loving planet. I have a lot more messages on this from President Kennedy, which I'll be giving the next hour. But because the timelines have changed to a positive future, Nostradamus has said that many of his previous quatrains are no longer valid. He's giving another example of one such quatrain he says is no longer valid. That quatrain, for those of you who are Nostradamus scholars who would like to write it down, is Century of VI, that's 6-35. That quatrain reads as follows. Near the Bear and close to the White Wool, Aries, Taurus, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Mars, Jupiter, the sun will burn the great plain, woods, and cities, letters hidden in the candle. And you can understand how cryptic these quatrains are, because anybody reading these today, and probably back in 16th century France when Nostradamus was alive, you couldn't figure out what that meant. But in this quatrain, he tells me that, quote, the sun will burn the great plain, unquote, refers to nuclear weapons being used, which now will not happen in this world. The other interesting thing, too, I noticed in Dolores Cannon's book, which she wrote with Nostradamus' help in the mid-1980s, was that on page 120, Nostradamus said that the Antichrist would be using nuclear weapons by 1992 or 1998. And Nostradamus is saying that actually the circumstances for the changed timeline started before Fukushima, but things really got ramped up after Fukushima to change things. And that hasn't happened. There's been no use of nuclear weapons anywhere in 1992 or 1998 or anything since that time, even though the book written, the book called Conversations with Nostradamus, which is a compendium of hundreds of pages of predictions by Nostradamus with the help of Dolores Cannon written back in 86 and 87, they haven't come true. That's because the timeline has changed. And Nostradamus is emphasizing now, when you hear the negativity on the mass media, when you hear these so-called other people get on other radio shows and they talk about nothing but doom and gloom or World War III, it's not going to happen. The Supreme Being who created all of this and the Galactic Alliance have stepped in. They're not going to let us commit suicide. And as I'm saying this, this entire studio now is lit up in white light from my angelic friends. So I know I'm right on this. I'll give you another example. He's coming in, another quatrain, Century I-83, 1-83. Greece would have a war with Turkey in the early 1990s. I was alive in the early 1990s, and I don't think there was a war. Greece did not have a war with Turkey, because the changes for our positive bright future prevented it. Now, this is very important for the future. In quatrain century, these are Roman numerals he's writing in. It's 5123-49. In other words, 8-49. Nostradamus predicted an earth shift in which the new center of the United States would be located at Omaha, Nebraska, which would become a seaport. In that quote quatrain, he had written, quote, Saturn in Taurus, Jupiter in Aquarius, Mars in Sagittarius, the 6th of February brings death. Those of Chardonnay so great, a breach of Burgess, so the barbarian chief will die at Ponteroso. Okay, well, that's all kind of Greek to me, and I'm sure many of you don't understand what it really means. But he told me yesterday that the, quote, term, the barbarian chief will die at Pontesero, refers to the old timeline where the Antichrist dies as a result of the Earth shift after a Third World War. He says now that the Earth shift will not happen. There will be no Third World War, and so this quatrain is irrelevant. He also saying that the Earth shift will not happen due to the intervention of the Galactic Alliance, which is a group of benevolent extraterrestrials who can and will stop any further pole shifts. Nostradamus then told me something very interesting. He said that human development has been limited on this planet by the Earth shifts, in which the poles shift on this planet 25 degrees or so every 100,000 years, making it difficult, if not impossible, for the humans here, for us to attain any kind of meaningful spiritual evolution to go beyond a child state. But this situation has changed, and the pole shift now will not happen. For those of you who are interested, there is an Antichrist in the Middle East who is trying to start a Third World War with the help of the Cabal and the Reptilians, but these efforts will not be successful, that even though he does exist, he will not be able to do the damage that these negative forces want on this planet. Importantly, the most important thing, that message I got from Nostradamus through all of this, is that we are co-creators with the Supreme Being for the welfare and reality of this planet. In other words, if we think negative and think there will be disasters and war on this planet, we will help create those very disasters and war on this planet. And that's one of the reasons why I'm having today's show for this hour and the next hour, with channeled messages both from Nostradamus and President Kennedy, in that our future is not one of doom and gloom. I don't know how many times I've heard it on other radio shows about the future's terrible. We've got all this war looming, all nothing but problems in the Middle East, all these terrorist acts. But don't listen to it. It's totally false information, because we are destined to become a far greater harmonious and loving planet. These are the last these are attempts by negative entities on this planet to get a third world war going, but it's not going to happen again. He says that Nostradamus has wanted me to tell you all that we are co-creators with the Supreme Being, the entity that created all of this in this universe to create a very bright and beautiful future. And as I'm saying that, the studio here is once again lit up in this beautiful white light. When you hear things on the media, he's saying now, and they keep talking about ISIS, you know, send an email or call the news station and say, well, where does ISIS get all their money? They get it from us taxpayers. And the ironic thing is that, you know, we Americans, you know, through the we fund ISIS, but yet they're out to kill us. It doesn't make any sense. He's saying also that there's so much good happening in the world today that's never mentioned in the mass media, and to pay attention to it. He said there's a time coming very soon, which has already started now, but which will really pick up momentum in the 2020s and 2030s, when the entire planet will become a true paradise in which poverty will be ended, our longevity will increase by several hundred years because people will be far healthier than they are today, and people, of course, will have occupations, but their lifespan will dramatically increase, and the abilities that psychics have now, including reading minds, seeing into the past and the future, will become commonplace. He's saying that the power of the dark is always stronger than the light, and he's finally reminding everyone again that we are co-creators with the Supreme Being to create a bright, beautiful, and happy planet, and I know we will do it. President Kennedy is coming in now. I was going to save this till next hour, but we have some time during this first hour to talk a little bit about what he's saying as well. He is saying that when he was assassinated back on November 22nd, 1963, which is about 52 odd years ago, that at the time the planet was on the verge of going into a very beautiful period of human development. But after, when he was murdered by negative forces in the cabal, not only the U.S. but the entire planet slid back as a result of that. But because he said, and Nostradamus is saying now, that we are destined to become a very benevolent species, one filled with happiness and a true paradise here, those forces eventually will be beaten down because the white light is far stronger. Much stronger than the dark. He's saying it's worth it to the kinds of things he said that would have happened if he had lived. Is the first thing he said there would have been no Vietnam War. He'd issued already an executive order just before he was murdered to pull the troops out of Vietnam by 1965. Instead, after he was assassinated, of course, in November 1963. There were over 58,000 American lives that were needlessly slaughtered in Vietnam, along with another million Vietnamese. What a waste! The whole thing was such a waste. There would have been no Agent Orange in Vietnam, and those poor people there wouldn't have suffered from birth defects and all kinds of health problems. You wouldn't today, for example, he's saying that you wouldn't see the homelessness of Vietnam veterans on American streets. Many of these guys, I feel sorry for them. I see them in where I'm living now. They don't get the help they need from our federal government, and they sit out there and beg. I always try to give them a little money whenever I see them to help them out and give them some kind words, but that's such a shame, really, and it didn't need to happen. And I think he's saying, too, that there would have been far greater faith in our government, because after Kennedy was assassinated back in 1963, I think many Americans feel that the country kind of went downhill. The other thing, too, is that on June 4th, 1963, President Kennedy issued what he calls Executive Order 11110. Now, for those of you who know, the number is 1111 is an angelic number. It's an angelic number because that's the number of angels which broke away from Lucifer when I've heard that he came here 200,000 years ago. So that's number is an angelic number. But under that particular executive order 11110, President Kennedy on June 4th, 1963, stopped the Federal Reserve from issuing any more U.S. currency and instead replaced it with Treasury notes backed by the silver reserves of the United States. And this is important because, very, very important, because if President Kennedy had lived, eventually the Federal Reserve would have been driven out of existence. Since 1963, approximately $9 trillion in federal debt has been created through the issue of these Federal Reserve notes by the Federal Reserve, which is not federal, and it's not a reserve. It's a group of 13 private banks which issue private currency, and they charge us taxpayers for issuing that currency. It's an amazing thing how it was created back in 1913, but that's all true. President Kennedy realized it, and he tried to do something about it, and then he was murdered afterward in November of 1963. But eventually, if he had lived and been able to continue to issue notes from the U.S. Treasury, Federal Reserve would eventually been eliminated. It's interesting, he's pointing out, if you look at Article 7 of the U.S. Constitution, it states that only the U.S. Treasury in our government, in the United States government, can issue currency. So why is this federal? Why are these 13 private banks issuing private currency notes for this country? I don't know. It's on the face of it, he says it's illegal. The other thing that would have happened too, there would have been an approachment with Cuba. At the very day President Kennedy is saying now, the very day he was murdered in Dallas on November 22nd, 1963, there was a French journalist actually meeting with Fidel Castro, and President Kennedy had asked him to normalize to as an intermediary to approach Fidel Castro about normalizing relations with Cuba. And think of that for world peace. We've had this silly Cold War going on with Cuba since 1963, which is, what, 52 years now? And we would have had peace with Cuba all these years. It was just amazing. One of the most interesting things that President Kennedy has told me, and I've done some research on this too, is that 10 days before his death on November 12th, 1963, President Kennedy had issued a memo to the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency asking them to disclose the truth about UFOs. And if he had lived, President Kennedy said he would have been able to get information on the secret space program that was started under the Eisenhower administration in 1954. And all these revelations now coming out from Corey Good about how there's 7 million people living on planet Mars in dozens of slave-like labor camps run by the private corporations would not exist, because we would become a spacefaring nation where people would regularly travel into space. None of this would have been in secret. Chris Milligan, I was talking to him earlier today. He's going to go into secret societies and how they've influenced not only the U.S. government, but also the world for centuries. But it'll be a very interesting conversation. One of the things, too, that President Kennedy once did a speech on was on the effect of secret societies and how secrecy shouldn't be tolerated in government. And with that, what I'd like to do is to go ahead and play that a five-minute clip. It's a shorter version of his speech that he had made back in the early 60s, but it's very instructive, and we'll come right back on the air after we play this clip from him.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society, and we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, There is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed. No president should fear public scrutiny of his program, for from that scrutiny comes understanding, and from that understanding comes support or opposition, and both are necessary. I am not asking your newspapers to support an administration, but I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people. For I have complete confidence in the response and dedication of our citizens whenever they are fully informed. I not only could not stifle controversy among your readers, I welcome it. This administration intends to be candid about its errors. For as a wise man once said, an error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. We intend to accept full responsibility for our errors, and we expect you to point them out when we miss them. Without debate, without criticism, no administration and no country can succeed, and no republic can survive. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. And that is why our press was protected by the First Amendment, the only business in America specifically protected by the Constitution, not primarily to amuse and entertain, not to emphasize the trivial and the sentimental, not to simply give the public what it wants, but to inform, to arouse, to reflect, to state our dangers and our opportunities, to indicate our crises and our choices, to lead, mold, educate, and sometimes even anger public opinion. This means greater coverage and analysis of international news, for it is no longer far away and foreign, but close at hand and local. It means greater attention to improved understanding of the news, as well as improved transmission. And it means, finally, that government at all levels must meet its obligation to provide you with the fullest possible information outside the narrowest limits of national security. And so it is to the printing press, to the recorder of man's deeds, the keeper of his conscience, the courier of his news, that we look for strength and assistance, confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.
That was a very prophetic speech by President Kennedy back, I believe, in 1962, called on the problem of secret societies. Since that time, if anything, I think the secrecy has increased across the world, and it's really unfortunate. For those interested, there was I ran across this in a book recently by a gentleman named Rodney Stich, S-T-I-C-H, called Defrauding America. On page 638 of that book, there's a very interesting transcript that he has that was actually originated from the FBI, in which case the FBI had recorded a conversation among, let's see here, Nelson Rockefeller, Alan Dulles, who was the then chief of the CIA at the time, Vice President Lyndon Baines Johnson, George Bush Sr., who later became U.S. President of the United States, J. Edgar Hoover at the time, who was the head of the FBI, in which case they were discussing their plans to murder President Kennedy. This is on page 638 of the book, and again, for those interested in getting it, third edition, Defrauding America by Rodney Stich, S-T-I-C-H. And it's a transcript here, and it says, Nelson Rockefeller asks, are we going to have any problems after we murder President Kennedy? And he says, no, we're not going to have any problems. I check with Alan Dulles, the head of the CIA. If they do their job, we'll do our job, and there should be no problems. And there's apparently there's a lot of tapes on this same thing. But this is in public record, and this is the sort of thing. But, you know, you have to ask yourself, why haven't these people been brought to justice? How come they're not in prison? Why did George Bush Sr., who apparently had a role in the murder of President Kennedy, become president later? It doesn't make any sense at all. But one of the things, I think this is a time of truth for people across the planet. And I had an astrologist, a very good astrologist, back in April of 2014, named Susan Miller from New York City, on my program. And she said that this time that we're living in, starting with last year, 2014, going through the rest of this decade, into the 2020s and 2030s, will be a time for truth. So that things that are true become even more self-evident, and those things which aren't true will fall by the wayside. So I think we're seeing this now, especially with all these disclosures, not only about the Kennedy assassination, but also the secret space program that's been going on apparently since the 50s and 60s up on Mars and Moon. One of the things that President Kennedy said would have happened if he hadn't been murdered back on November 22nd, 1963, is that we would have a space program now that would allow us to travel to the far ends of the universe. And space travel, and he's saying now, would be just like on Star Trek. We would, a lot of the ideas from Star Trek were actually given to Gene Roddenberry. He says from benevolent extraterrestrials to educate the American public as to what their future is going to be like. But at any rate, we didn't take that path. We took a path of negativity and war and conflict. And it's very interesting, but I think a lot of the negative entities on this planet now are actually holdovers from the Atlantean times, 12,500 years ago, in which case that civilization, from what I've read and what I've learned, actually also destroyed itself by a military cabal that experimented with some nuclear weapons and other weapons that they should have never been experimenting with, and they ended up destroying their entire civilization. We're back. President Kennedy and Nostradamus said that we're back to that same point now, except that this time we are going to make it. And we're going to make it because each one of us has a role to play to make this planet a better place. President Kennedy and Nostradamus is saying now also that the changes that need to be made are not going to come from the top down. So don't look to our so-called leaders to help us, because it'll be coming from us, you and me listening to this program today, across the planet, on every continent on this planet, on this earth, to make this world a much better place. And it starts with, I think, simple things like treating each other with more love and respect, teaching our children the values of love and gratitude. You know, there's so many people out there in the world doing so many positive things that you never, ever hear about them on the media. And I know I've mentioned this many times before, but one of my favorite projects is the Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo, and their director is Michiko Hayashi. She does such wonderful work. But their job, their work, is to teach children between the ages of 3 and 12 the valuable lessons of love and gratitude through their children's books. Very simple thing. If you teach kids and adults to be more respectful of each other and to live in harmony with each other, and the value of love and gratitude and how their thoughts can affect their physical reality, then you can create a far better planet than we have today. And as I'm saying that, this studio once again has lit up. But, you know, one of the things that Jane Sloan Prague and Danion Brinkley both told me in earlier interviews this year and last year was that this planet Earth, is like a school here. You can learn things in this third dimension that you can't learn in the spirit world, like love, for example, or giving someone a hug. But so we're all here by choice, and each one of us chose to be here at this time. And I think for all of us, our sole purpose is to make this planet a better place and to learn from the experiences here how to make the Earth a better planet. And I think it's just a very short time where people will see that there are a lot of good things coming for us. And one of the most wonderful things that I learned from my own contact with Nostradamus over the past year and a half or so, and President Kennedy for that matter, is that our future is in fact very bright. We don't have to worry about a World War III. You have to remember that the benevolent entities like the Galactic Alliance and the angels here on planet Earth aren't going to do the work for us, because we each have to play our own part, and it's going to take hard work. But I know we can do it. You know, there's no reason for us to commit suicide. There's no reason for a war in the Middle East. There's no reason to listen to the fear and doom and gloom of the major media in this country when I frankly get a little tired of it. I was listening to a radio program late last night, actually. It's a major program across the country, and I got tired of this fellow's negativity about, he kept saying that there's going to be a World War III and doom and gloom, and I finally had to turn it off. I said, this is nonsense. When I've been told by my spirits and friends in the Galactic Alliance and Nostradamus and President Kennedy on the other side that our future is, in fact, very bright. And once again, we all have the spark of the Supreme Being within us. So we all have the capability to create the future and to create our present reality with the help of the Supreme Being within all of us. That's why it's so important to emphasize the positive in your daily lives, to realize that our futures are very bright. And once you realize that, then suddenly all these problems that we think we have go away. You know, much of what you watch on the major media here in the United States is negative. I don't know of any television programs, for example, here in the United States which emphasize the positive. They just don't. I had a conversation about a year and a half ago with a local television station here in Seattle about the good news about the fact that the Fukushima radiation was all cleaned up by the Galactic Alliance. Would they give a story on that? Well, what they did is they did do a video, and they were going to put it on their news hour. But when I told them that the Washington coastline and the entire Pacific had been cleaned up and there was no radiation, they refused to print it. They said, well, negative news sells, and so instead of going to be covering car accidents on the freeway here. I said to myself, oh, what a shame. Why can't they emphasize the positive and give people hope and see that we do have a beautiful, bright future? But that's their choice. And they, in their own mindset, they think that negativity sells, helps them increase their ratings and sell products. But I don't go there. I tend to look at I always like to look at the positive things in life, even when times are tough. If anyone, we have a few minutes here. I've got some more things coming from President Kennedy, but if you have any questions regarding either President Kennedy or Nostradamus for the future, please call the studio here at area code 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Or our toll-free number is 1-888-298-5569. The life is what you make it, and this is a planet of free will. And all of us are here by choice. So both Nostradamus and President Kennedy is saying, choose the path, a positive path for your own individual lives, and you'll be happy. That's because that's what our true nature is, and that's what our true destiny is, to become a benevolent, loving planet. And one that cares for each other. There's no reason for poverty. President Kennedy is saying now, Nostradamus, there's no reason for people to be sick. And there's no reason why people can't live for a long time either, because we've got it in us to live long and happy lives. The our next guest for the next hour is Chris Mulligan. He's a publisher and writer with Trine Publishing in Eugene, Oregon. He's written extensively about secret societies and the Kennedy assassination, and I think you'll find him absolutely fascinating. There is one more book I'd like to point you to, and that's a book by Michael Sulla, Kennedy's Last Stand. It's in it, on page 120 of that book, there was a directive issued by the CIA which simply said that, I'll read you the text of it here. It says, it's issued by Dulles of the CIA, and it says that when Washington is uncooperative, in other words, if when President Kennedy is uncooperative, then he should be eliminated. This is a public document that was released some years ago, and so the evidence is there to clearly show that there were dark evil forces behind the murder of President Kennedy, and I'm surprised a lot of these people aren't in jail. I wanted to tell everyone that President Kennedy is also saying that we have a choice for the future, and we can help create a positive future, not only for ourselves, but our children and our children's children. The war in Vietnam was, he says, a waste of time. He realized that back in 1963 when he issued a directive, an executive order, to take all of American troops out of Vietnam by 1965. And it's a pity, he said, that all those people died, well over a million people between the Vietnamese and the American soldiers who died in that conflict. Complete waste of time. And he said the Middle Eastern conflicts now are complete, also another example. I mean, President Kennedy is saying now, why have we been in the Middle East since when? Since the first Gulf War in the early 90s? What has it brought us? Nothing except war and destruction. But he said that this is what the negative entities feed off here on the planet. They love the negativity, they love the war, they love the fighting, and they love the conflict. And this is something that you have to remember, that all this fear and negativity generated by the mass media here in the United States has a purpose of getting us to go to war. There was an attempt back in 2013 for the U.S. military to go to war, for example, with Syria, but it failed because most Americans did not want to go to war with Syria. I think there's attempts even being held now to bring people into a third world war, but President Kennedy and Nostradamus do not see that happening, because their attempts are going to fail. We're not meant to destroy ourselves in a nuclear war, a third world war. That's just not going to happen. Both President Kennedy and Nostradamus are saying that you may see more false flag events of random shootings, which are very very unfortunate. But for a lot of these events, they are random acts designed to put fear and terror into people, especially around the Christmas holidays. They will not be successful. For those of you who wonder about this planet and have further questions, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, and I'd be happy to direct your questions to either Nostradamus or President Kennedy and answer them for you if you like. I feel very fortunate to been in touch with both men. I'd like to play a clip now, a famous clip from President Kennedy. It's a short clip, 30-second clip, on Ask Not What You Can Do for Your Country. And then we'll be continuing the next hour with Chris Mulligan of the Trine Publishing Company on JFK assassination.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man.
Thank you, friends, and please stay tuned. We'll be on a fascinating interview with Chris Mulligan about the JFK assassination in about 5 minutes. Thank you so much.